I thought it was similar to the 66 minutes on Tuesday night. We showed real hunger from the first minute. I think that was a reaction to the last 24 minutes on Tuesday night. As I just said, you know, everyone was hurting on Tuesday night, but the players hurt the most. I think sometimes people don't think it hurts players enough, but I think you could see from the first minute, Tuesday night hurt our players, disappointed our players, and they responded in the right way with a real positive performance today.
Two wonder goals. Is that policy now to shoot from 25 yards?
Something we actually spoke about a few weeks ago about scoring more from outside the box. We hadn't scored a lot, and Max, with his quality, and I said to Reese to watch Chris McCann's performance on Tuesday and how he gets in the box, how he has more attacking intent than Reese has had in recent games. And he took it on board and he got himself in the box and got a fantastic goal.
And Reece James, he's gone so close in recent times to score, and he's finally got that first goal for you, and he's played in virtually every game.
Yeah, it's great for his confidence and his belief. He's a player of massive potential, and he needs to believe in himself more, and with goals like that, hopefully it can have that effect on him.
Chesterfield came back into it in the second half. At times they were the better side. Were you slightly worried we could have a rerun of what happened on Tuesday?
No, not at all. I think Welsh football is a physical game, a lot of it's mental, and to go three up, I said to Joe on the side, I said it was a certainty we were going to go three up at some point in this game, and the emotions and the mental pictures of Tuesday night come back, and the players have to deal with that. So I thought they dealt with that well, because it's not easy. I've been there before, and it's not easy, and to come out and win the game, the disappointment was a goal. A clean sheet would have been good, but winning the game was the most important thing.